Welcome to the Crossroads of Liberty.
All right. So today we have a pretty prominent guest, at least in the Liberty community, aka Too Savage for Status. So you want to introduce yourself?
Hey, guys. My name is John. I run the account Too Savage for Status. And yeah, just a little bit about me. I'm also the forum owner of BigIgloo.network, which we will go over later. And yeah, I just kind of run that Instagram account.
So, apart from having John here, we're also going to talk about Duncan Lemp, because that was it's well overdue to be talked about in depth. So, anyone want to start off with the situation and whatnot?
I believe it was March 17th, was it?
Oh. I believe so.
Yes.
Yeah, all right. So, early hours of March 17th in 4:30 a.m. in specific in Maryland, police performed a no-knock warrant on the house of Duncan Lemp and ended up shooting him dead. His attorneys claim he was shot in his sleep. However, police are now claiming, about a month and a half later, that he was pointing a rifle at them. So they claim he was awake and threatening them, which it took them a month and a half to release that. And it took Duncan's family, it took them a week and a half, not a month and a half, to release it. But it took Duncan's family like the next day to say that he was in his sleep. So
that's interesting. Anyone else got anything about it?
I was gonna say, I guess we can just like kind of go into the details. What I find most interesting about Duncan Lemp's like situation is how much the police are trying everything to hide as much evidence as possible of the event. Like, for example, the gun policy, they released a formal legal Freedom of Information Act request, I believe it was, to get the body camera footage, and the Montgomery County Police Department denied it.
Oh.
Typical status stuff.
And it's just, like, the more the Montgomery County Police Department are shutting down as much evidence as possible, the more traction, like, the more people are watching this, which is very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's normally what happens with censorship.
Yeah. They're just attracting more attention onto themselves by trying to shut everything down.
You know, typical statist paradoxes, or paradoxy.
Yeah.
But,
Oh, no. Sorry? I'm sorry, the shooting occurred on March 12th, not March 14th.
Okay.
17th.
Okay, well,
it says the family released their statement on the 14th. The police released their statement on the 25th.
Well, I'm glad we cleared that up so we don't get the actually warriors coming in.
Yeah.
Actually.
If I'm just looking into a couple articles at it now. The attorney stated if proper police procedure were used to execute a search warrant, Duncan would absolutely be alive today. Which, from, I think I mentioned last episode, I'm a police explorer. That does make sense because it was an early hour raid and a no-knock warrant, which is both those are designed to get the element of surprise, so you don't shoot the suspect.
Oh.
So the usual intention of those is to arrest, not kill. You can arrest and then interrogate, and that is why you'd want an early hour or even a no-knock warrant, and they did both of those. And still killed him.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, that's normally what you get when you give cops new guns. You get new games, and that game is normally death. So.
Yeah. It's just sad that this happened, you know?
For sure.
Very sad. I mean, you just see it with the rise of, like, I don't mean just use this word in the abstract, but police brutality across America, not just, like, what people normally think about when they say that, like, you know, like the Black Lives Matter movement and stuff like that. But I also mean it's just an increasing amount of police militarization, basically. that's happening across our nation as well as America is winding down from two big wars. Military equipment is being pushed out onto the, you know, police, county police, town police, state police, whatnot. And I mean, you see in basically every town in America now, the, if they got a Humvee, maybe an M113, something like that. I mean, I went to the police station in my town a little bit ago as part of a project for something. I'm not going to go into it because people from my personal life listen to this podcast and I don't want to make fun of myself. But well, we were there and they said, this is our main thing, but in case a riot happens, we got the big guns out back and stuff like that, you know? And so, I just
so proud about you know, using that stuff against their own people.
Yeah, I mean, it's just crazy how America has become to this point, basically, I guess what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, mm. It's absolutely insane.
The police still haven't released why they were there to begin with, and I think like we don't know anything about the police intentions. Really anything, because they won't release anything. They keep saying, we're still investigating, we're still investigating, we're still investigating. Yeah. And I don't know how long they're going to keep doing this until they say, whoops, we lost the body camera footage and all the evidence.
Sorry, guys, we had a freak in our squad car, and the whole footage was erased. It's
basically like Jeffrey Epstein, just, you know, everything malfunctioned when the fun happened, quote-unquote. Yeah. Obviously not fun, but
well, obviously, I mean, what we know is within the next month, the police are going to say, actually, Duncan Lemp committed suicide. That's what happened.
I'm surprised they haven't.
We were actually there on a welfare check. We heard that he committed suicide. We were just there in full uniform, full body armor, just a double check.
We actually threw the flashbangs through the window to make sure the body we saw on the ground was awake, not dead. It turned out he was dead.
It's just...
it's honestly like
they even just killed Duncan. They shot his girlfriend too.
Yeah,
she was pregnant too.
Like, they almost took three lives that day. Almost.
It's just how long do you have to investigate into events your own employees did to find a conclusion? Because I know if something happened at like a Stop and Shop and like an event happened there, they investigated it, I'd get it back within a week. How long does it take to look at footage to see if he got shot or not? If he was awake or not? If he had a gun pointed at you?
Was he standing or was he laying?
How hard is it, bro? I'm pretty sure you bring a toddler in the room. I wouldn't want to show a toddler this, of course, because it's a man dying, but I bet if you bring a toddler in the room, show him the footage. Billy, is this person standing or is he laying down?
Oh, you have to remember.
Awful laugh.
You have to remember, cops really aren't human, so they don't.
No,
really,
it's not just
understand
that.
Basic human movement.
It's not just
Thomas
that.
Thomas Jordan of the police directors of the Public Information Division answered promptly via email. We have answered with a press release previously on the incident. We do not have anything new to add at this time. We are very limited in our response due to the fact that it is an ongoing investigation. We aren't able to provide any comment so as to preserve the integrity of the investigation. Any request for the body?
Wasn't he? Yes.
We investigated ourselves and found. Yeah. I'll say we investigated ourselves and found ourselves not guilty.
Yeah, yeah, right. No other organization can do that except for the government, and
I find it interesting that the captain of the police information division said that any request for body footage in general has to go through the police information division.
Didn't
explain how long that's going to take. Despite being the guy in charge of the police information division.
Yeah. Excuse me, sir. Could we have this video file? And then he doesn't reply back for a month. Or 2 months. Or 3 months. Or never. It's just...
Or they just straight up say no, like they did to gun policy.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the thing. It's just they're obviously in the wrong, and they don't want to admit they're in the wrong, but they also, you know, just... What can you
do? I feel like whatever the police will put out after this is going to be a lie, unless they put out the full undoctored video footage along with the warrant. I'm not going to believe anything the MCPD puts out.
Yeah.
Oh, they're going to put out the body cam footage, but it seriously skips right when he gets shot.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Our officer actually bumped into the door frame when he was walking in. It messed up the SD card. It's freak accident.
Now, I also understand it's body cam footage. It's not really that easy to tell when he's holding a rifle out in front of him, because the body cam does sit right in the center of your chest, which is where your hands and rifle should be if you're shooting properly. Yeah. But at the same time, his rifle also shouldn't have been up at 4:30 in the morning on a no-knock raid where he just threw 3 flashbangs through the window.
Yeah. And even if they couldn't definitively tell if he was standing up or not, why can't we get the footage? Why can't anyone else get the footage?
Yeah.
Aside from
If you can't even tell, why can't you release the footage?
I mean, I got really bad eyesight. I got glasses, but I'm pretty sure I can help them if they really need help. I'll go down right now. It's just...
Standing? Laying down? You know, that's basically, like, loss right there. Like, come on. You can tell there's two different things right there.
Yeah. I mean...
And, like, even if... Let's say, for just the sake of the argument, that Duncan Lemp was standing up and had his rifle on him. Why were they there to begin with?
Yeah.
It was a red flag read, but...
For having the same guns as they do. Duh. I mean, come on.
Yeah, but we're asking why was he red flagged?
Even if he was holding his rifle, was he holding it out pointed at an officer, or was he just holding it in his hand?
Because well, obviously, my having first any thing sort is... of way of defending yourself is bad. You know, holding your wallet is considered a gun to them, so...
Because my first thing is, if he's holding it, he grabbed it because he just heard a noise, and then he looks, and there are 4 cops with a rifle pointed at him. Your first instinct isn't going to be, let me go and shoot all 4 of these people.
Yeah, before you raise your rifle.
I'm going to be able to do that.
Yeah. Like, not even your top operator with the Navy SEALs is going to be able to do that.
Yeah.
So...
I don't know, but I like people. I think these are rumors, but I've heard that people have said he set traps around his house. That's why they had to shoot him through the window. But
he set traps around his house. Maybe it was to prevent people from breaking into his house at 4:30 in the morning and killing him in his sleep. Just
hypothetically. Well, I mean, not even
there.
That can't be it.
No, but I mean, even so, like, even if he did set traps around his house, that's his house. So
yeah.
Yeah, but no. Oh, I'm saying that they're just trying to make up shit.
Property rights don't exist anymore.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
What's a property right?
Huh?
I feel like everything that the police are putting out is contradicting each other.
Well, that's all it ever does. You're talking about the state, John. Their entire existence is contradictory. Let alone, you know, police investigation.
Yeah.
But
police now say that the tip was spurred, or the raid was spurred by an anonymous tip at the beginning of the year.
Oh, so that thing that red flag laws weren't going to allow? Okay, gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
All right. An anonymous tip about what?
An anonymous tip at the beginning of the year indicating that Lemp was in possession of firearms.
Oh, spooky.
Oh, no.
Oh.
So he was...
So that means that the beginning of the year, what, like the first few weeks of January, so they shot him in March.
Yeah, and even if they go to February, using
a 3-month-old anonymous tip, the police sought and obtained a no-knock search warrant on March 11th, 2020, at 12:38 p.m. Then at 4:30 a.m. the next day, they raided and shot him.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the thing is. owning a firearm isn't illegal.
No, and I understand it could help if, you know, you're like, if I'm sitting there and I think, hey, I know this person has a gun. Hey, I think this person is dangerous. I'm not experienced to deal with it. I want somebody who can deal with that idea that maybe he'll shoot somebody, but I don't want them going and killing them. Like, if anything, I want police to go there and be like, hey, we heard you're in trouble. We heard you're in a bad place mentally. We're here to talk. And they have their rifles on their side because I don't want to see anybody die, period. And if the guy goes, okay, you're here to talk, and then goes, bam, 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 I want the cops to be able to defend themselves as much as I want the people to defend themselves.
Yeah. So basically, like the Andy Griffith show. You know, apparently there was a hostage situation in the show, and the guy was shooting at people. He hit someone, blah blah blah. And in the show, the cop, the lead cop, I guess it was, still managed to, stop the incident without killing the perp, and just
incapacitate him.
Yeah.
Or even, so they're able to.
Well, he kind of just, gave him a, a hit on the shoulder and just said, like, bro, stop, because, you know, you can't be doing that. But, you know, it's obviously a television. But,
yeah.
Still.
But, like, I'm thinking even more like Nicholas Cruz from Florida. He had several times clearly indicated to the public that he was a dangerous person, even, like, posting several times on social media, I'm going to shoot up a school. Had, you know, instead of ignoring it, police showed up with like a psychiatrist and like, look, we want to talk to you. I feel like 17 children and teachers wouldn't be dead.
Yeah. Well, they did go to the house, but then they were
they
like,
went
oh.
to the house and they just left. That's what I'm saying though. They didn't
nothing
do
to see
anything.
Here.
He's not shooting anyone yet, so
it's fine. We got time.
That's
now.
What
Let's
I'm
come
saying. Bring the psychologist rather than do nothing up until the point where it's an hour into the shooting and you're still doing nothing.
Yeah, it's too late.
Yeah.
Yeah, but is there any evidence of Duncan being a danger to anyone?
Not
you know,
that I know
anything
of.
I've seen. I looked into his, or I found his social medias afterwards, and I looked at it, and no.
It's always the ones that have done nothing that always end up getting fucked.
It's a shame that this was started to prevent it for the obvious case, and then no obvious cases have been stopped since then. Almost like gun laws don't work.
Yeah, but, you know, can't say that, because then it means you want kids to die and, you know, people to commit suicide.
My favorite straw man in the entire world is probably, oh, you just want the kids to die. You just don't care about them.
Sometimes I just want to say yes. Sometimes.
I really want to see what would happen if I said yes.
It's like
the
hypothetical where people, you say something and then people are like, oh, you're racist. Like, sometimes I just wonder what would happen if I was just like, yes, I am. Now what?
I really just want to see somebody say this about when I'm like, you know, I don't think gun laws work. Oh, well, you just want kids to die. That I do.
Yep.
Yeah, that or, like, I don't want, like, I don't believe in voter IDs. Oh, you want black people to be disenfranchised? Yup, absolutely. Like, come on, bro. Like, get some better argument than I hate a group of people because I don't want anyone to, you know, be influenced by something. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's always fun when people like uneducated liberals, modern day liberals, call libertarians fascists.
Mm-hmm. You know,
I get called that all the time.
Yep. The group of people that wants to leave everyone alone is definitely fascist.
It's like that conversation on Facebook ad. Well, conversation on Facebook ad the other day that I sent to the group chat. If you think taxation is theft, wait till you hear about profits.
It's like, me benefiting from voluntary trade is definitely fascism, guys. Yeah, commie. Like James was saying in the first episode. You know, like commies have the spirit, but they just don't get it. they don't understand. They're just confused little angsty teenagers. Even though that's our smear. But but yeah,
they're confused little angsty teenagers, but we're better confused to angsty teenagers.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fun.
So. Yep, so something that so like just some background on Duncan. He was part of a militia. Mm-hmm. And I feel that is why like that may have been why part of why the police showed up at his door. He was a very active member of the libertarian community. He helped make the state of Appalachia's website. And so Duncan, he, on his Instagram and Facebook and everywhere, he put, I'm going to make an anonymous forum board for when the Zuck finally takes us off all the platforms. And it was called Boogaloo.network and 1776.network. After he was shot and killed mysteriously, both of those websites went offline. After the police took his computer and everything else.
Isn't that weird?
I don't even think that's weird. That's just obvious that the police shut it down.
Like I was, yeah.
Because it just, like, there's no way you could hide that.
Well,
it's not even, like, coincidentally, like.
Sorry?
Yeah,
it's not even like.
I was gonna say like something that people don't realize is like after the police went in and did all their things, they stole everything. They stole their laptops. They stole their cars. All of Duncan's Bitcoin was stolen from him by the police. Just everything that could be used as evidence was stolen, including cars. Duncan's
Duncan's Bitcoin wasn't stolen from him. You're getting the word taxation.
No, they didn't steal it. They forfeited it.
Oh.
Yeah, they still haven't gotten their stuff back, so.
It's messed up.
It's just gone. Along with, you know, all of Duncan's projects mysteriously taken offline.
Yeah.
Did you say cars, like the vehicle, or cards, like...
No. Cars, like their vehicles were stolen.
Well, probably the credit cards, too.
Well, probably, yeah, but...
The computers, the cars, the cards, and Bitcoin, too.
Just everything.
Yeah.
It was stolen, but I can cancel a credit card. I can't really cancel a car and get a new one in the mail.
Are you sure about that?
And Capistan.
Yeah. You know, 50 years ago, you could.
I'm going to argue and say 50 years ago, I couldn't order a new car online.
Order a new car in the mail today.
Phone it in high, I'd like a new car, and it comes in a package. Amazon delivery truck.
Rich people be like, can I just have my car delivered to my house, like, today?
One day shipping.
Your total comes to $5,030. Would you like to spend an extra $3 on no overnight shipping? $15 two-day delivery.
Yeah, but what I find very interesting is, like, even 30 years ago, you could just buy a gun, like, through a magazine. That's wild. Like, that's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and now we got people killed over having guns by the state.
Yep. Well, I mean, we've had it happen since, like, you know, the 1700s, but we don't talk about that.
Yeah. I applied for a firearms ID card on my 18th birthday, which is March 6th. I still haven't gotten it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But to be fair, I got it, and then, like, I was scheduled to go in to get fingerprinted, and then Corona hit, so I couldn't go in to get fingerprinted.
Uh-huh.
Because the private organization they have to fingerprint closed.
Oh, so now they can blame the private, you know, the private market for
because
something.
The detective who was... Because, you know, the detective bureau who has my ID application can't be like, oh, well, why don't you just come in here to get fingerprinted?
Yeah, that's a pro-gamer move. That's, like, the smartest thing I've ever seen the state do, aside from convince people that taxation isn't theft. You know, aside from that, that's a good move.
Yeah. I mean, it just... the whole incident with Duncan Lemp's just crazy, to be completely honest.
It is.
Just sad, too.
Yeah. Well, but, you know.
I know.
But, you know, pedophiles and rapists that people report, perfectly okay. No knock raids or nothing like that.
Oh, man. I can't believe you called out all of Hollywood.
Yeah.
It's...
Sorry. Yeah. I didn't mean it. Sorry, Tom Hanks.
Bro, they're outside our doors right now. Not again.
Has anybody heard from Tom Hanks since he tested positive for COVID?
No. Well, let's see. Is his Instagram just Tom Hanks?
I don't know. I haven't really looked into
it. Let me just Google him. How about that?
It was April 13th was his last Instagram post.
Oh, wait. No, 6 hours ago from CNN.
Oh, okay.
Tom Hanks recounts his exhaustion and wife Rita Wilson's not. All right. So he talks about how he had COVID, but it doesn't say that. Or I guess that means he's okay now.
Well, that's why it says had.
Oh, no, it doesn't say had. It says recounts his exhaustion during coronavirus. So I assume that means he's either like getting better or is better.
Yeah. Gotcha. My mistake.
Well, he's not dead.
Yeah, I guess he recovered.
It's weird.
Shh.
It's crazy how didn't the British Prime Minister get corona?
He did. Yeah. Then he was in ICU for like a few hours, and then he was okay.
Yeah.
Well, was he okay, or was he quote unquote okay, so he could put on the show? You know, it's always you know, a show with all of them.
That is true.
How to instill confidence. I mean,
I'm surprised only one of the royals got it, and not all of them.
Yeah. Honestly, so.
Yeah, that queen just won't go. she's a strong cookie.
Drinks from the Fountain of Youth every weekend.
No. Have you seen her face? There's no youth about it.
I think she's just immortal at this point.
Yeah.
She's the British version of Betty White, but also the female version of Danny DeVito. So
yeah.
Oh my God!
Danny DeVito
isn't
that old.
Yeah. Well,
versus Betty White and the Queen are older than sliced bread.
Yeah. Surprisingly, Morgan Freeman isn't that old either. But everyone thinks he's like.
He
really
looks he just seems much old. Older than he really is.
He acts
old. Yeah.
All right. Back on topic. Website, I guess.
You want to talk about your website now?
Yeah, you know more about
it. Let me find what. So right now I'm just looking up what Duncan said about the, you know, the Boogaloo Network. Basically, he said he wanted to create an anonymous website for, you know, in case any of the libertarian pages get taken offline, we all have a place to go to. So, and like on a Facebook comment, he said, Duncan said, I'm a data scientist by trade. I know exactly the type of heuristics maps they're forming and passing off their superiors as AI. And unfortunately, although it is the type of thing I'd code over a weekend for fun, it is going to be very effective at interfering derivatives, tracking flows, and mapping connections. Basically, what that says is like how your client connects to a website. It goes through a specific path. The NSA could track all those paths, and that's what he's talking about. He said the only way we can get around this is for a robust, anonymous, uncensored platforms. Telegram, some chance, Signal, and of course my baby, Boogaloo.network, which was shut down by the police shortly after his death. And so Duncan was trying to build this uncensorable and decentralized forums for the 2A community, the militia community, all the Boogaloo groups. And shortly after he made his website and put it online, he was mysteriously shot and killed.
Yeah.
So from there, I decided, like, hey, I didn't want, just because Duncan died, I didn't want his legacy to be taken out with him. So I decided to recreate his boogaloo.network to the website bigigloo.network. Yeah. And so that website is currently up and running. It's pretty anonymous. It's invite only. You have to have Proton Mail. But, like,
Is it just up?
What?
Like, is it just a Proton Mail now, or?
Well, I'm saying you have to have a Proton Mail account to get in.
Like, I thought there was, like, SecMail and all that other stuff. Did you just get
you can have SecMail and the secure the secure ones. Just anything that, you know, the email stuff can't be tracked as easily. So, it's invite only, but you can message me or really anybody that's on the forum, because everybody that's on the forum board can send out invites. And yeah, it's anonymous. I'm working on decentralization, and I made it pretty transparent. Everything that's on the server, you can see, including all the admin logs, moderator logs that's specific to you. So, yeah, I just decided to continue on Duncan's legacy by making bigigloo.network.
Yeah, it's a very good site. You know, I've been on it a couple of times. Very nice. crap. Do you want to talk more about your page in general?
Sure, I guess. Originally, Too Savage for Status, it was made way back when the account Too Savage for Democrats was super pro-Trump, and I thought all of his posts were cringy, so I made a Too Savage for Status making fun of him, and that's how my account started.
Was just to
meme a bigger account, and I actually started getting a bunch of followers. And well, one of the reasons I started out is because I got into political arguments all the time under political accounts, and I didn't want my personal account tied to all that. So I made Too Savage for Status to basically have a page where I can talk about politics. And that's where the page name came from. Too Savage for Status was to make fun of Too Savage for Democrats. And then from there, I've been doing this for like 5 years now.
Cool.
I think my first account got to 16,000 followers, and that got banned. So now we're down to like 9,000, but...
Hey, yeah. You still got it back to 9,000. That's impressive.
Yeah. Still big.
Yeah, and I've just kind of been here, watched the growth of the whole libertarian community on Instagram.
I mean, I remember when I first started getting into the Liberty community, you were one of the first accounts I found.
Yeah, I believe, like, one of the biggest accounts that, like, actually brought people to this community a few years back. Not so much anymore, but a few years ago. It was Whiskey and Rebellion, Libertarian Renegade, and my account were, like, the three big ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, had it not been for all three of you, none of us would probably be here.
Would be here, yeah.
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 I mean, Instagram.
You know, Libertarian Renegade brought it.
Libertarian Renegade is where our group chats all came from. So how? Yeah.
And you brought the ideas. Whiskey brought the ideas, and Libertarian Renegade brought the organization.
Yeah, I wouldn't know any of these nerds if it wasn't for Libertarian Renegade and me just getting into the Liberty community in general.
Sure.
I mean, Instagram, while it's in no way a good social media service, it is good that in the sense it brought all of us together, I guess. And it hasn't banned all of us yet.
Yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I think I've gotten one post removed, but I just re-uploaded it behind another, like, picture. You know, the little collage things.
I've only been banned once so far. Almost twice, but once.
Yeah. I'm lucky that I don't really post that much political stuff on any of my Instagrams. I just argue in comments, and that gets people mad, you know?
Yeah. I had one comment held for review, and they I think it was basically like a warning, but it was during the Kavanaugh stuff, and it was the post was like a meme about or not a meme, but a someone who worked as a history teacher, like, what am I going to tell my students about this guy who's clearly a rapist running for Supreme Court justice? And my comment was, tell them about due process and the justice system. And someone flagged it, and basically Instagram gave me a warning.
And during the Kavanaugh thing, I posted something about how there were no credible witnesses against him. It was like a meme or something like that. I don't remember the exact post. And it got taken down, so I re-uploaded it behind a screenshot of them having taken it down. I think my favorite quote from that night was somebody said I had a small dick because I don't think Kavanaugh's a rapist. I
mean, how dare you believe in due process?
It wasn't even like any evidence. It's just like, you got a tiny dick.
How dare you, any of you guys believe in due process?
You have a different opinion than me. Small PP. It's just, it's funny how some people jump to conclusions like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I mean, like not to bring up like old news or whatnot, but like when people were getting on your shit, John, like I was just like, do you guys have like any like actual like stuff to bring forth aside from hearsay? And I was just like, you guys believe in like, you know, due process and innocent, you know, before proven guilty. And like everyone got pissed at me for that. I was like, guys, this isn't how any of this works. Like, you gotta like
trust the system.
Yeah.
I mean, but I mean, it's just how Instagram happens. It's not just only our community that happens. I mean, you see in any community, big or small. Well, no, it tends to be in the bigger communities that it's just one controversy. One problem happens.
Controversy.
One problem happens, and everybody just jumps on it like it's definite fact, you know? I mean, even if it's not true, people just jump on it because, I mean, especially in our community, it's a big problem that there's constantly drama, constantly like, oh, you're actually a libertarian, anarcho, ANCAP, blah, blah, whatever, anarcho, whatever, instead of an ANCAP. Oh, well, you're not a true anarchist. You gotta die. Or even libertarians. I mean, like, Most of my main friends aren't ANCAPs or libertarians, and everybody just argues like, oh, you're not good enough to be in this community, blah blah blah, just stuff like that, you know.
It's just, yeah. I mean, like I said to you guys, like I mean, consistency would be great, but you know, like I'm not gonna like
not gonna
bring you guys down for it.
Shit because of it.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
well,
if anybody,
I probably get called a Fed more than anybody else in the community, but.
Sure
I think part of, like, you know, the dogpiling over feds is just kind of part of the distrust in government, which comes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, I mean, especially after everything that's happened, we're all on edge when we hear feds, but like, oh shit, I don't want to be here.
That's basically like a Me Too sphere.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to keep my dog, so I keep everything on the down low now. But like, as soon as he's out the picture,
I don't care if they shoot me, but if they shoot my dog, I'm gonna come back. John Wick.
I mean, it's just, God damn it! I had a point, but now I forget it. No, it's not your fault. I went off on the dog thing. It's just like everybody in the community, we're all scared and whatnot, and it's just constant drama like that. If anybody ever has any, like, personally, if anybody ever has drama with me in the community, I'm fine with going into Discord chat, just talking it out instead of just saying, oh, you're a Fed, blah blah, stuff like that.
Yeah,
because
for sure.
I couldn't care if you personally think I'm a Fed, but if you're actually scared that I'm gonna influence people in the wrong way or something like that, just talk to me.
Compromise.
If anyone here is a Fed, it's me, let's be honest.
Yeah,
army boy.
I'm not that
there's a difference. But, like, what was it? I mean, if people that disagree with me violently can talk to me about it, people in my real life can talk to me like, oh, Sean, you know you're actually crazy, right? You're gonna grow out of your opinion, blah, blah. If those people can talk to me, why can't people in my own community, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, I mean, everybody says, oh, we don't like drama, but everybody in the end likes drama, I mean.
Yeah. Keeps us alive. Yeah. Keeps things fresh.
Yeah.
I don't like drama, I say, grabbing my popcorn and opening Instagram.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, no offense, but I mean, like, personally, if someone has drama, I'm gonna reason it out with them. But when there's other drama, I go there. I'm constantly checking Instagram, see if there's like any new thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just how humans are, bro.
This is weird. Anyway. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, and we went off topic a bit, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's kind of related.
I mean, anyway.
Like, whole forum thing, you know.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of information about our original topic that's been raised, able for us to see. And we did kind of cover as much as we could.
Yeah.
And then we just kind of went in a logical train.
Yeah.
We didn't go, like, from 30 minutes from talking about Duncan Lemp to talking about what dog breed is best or anything like that.
I mean, in my opinion, my favorite dog breed is.
Speaking of favorites, y'all want to talk about your favorite calibers?
No. Damn, that sounds like something a Fed would say.
I mean, that's some Fed shit.
Oh,
right,
I don't know what you're talking about.
And I should know, because according to the libertarian community, I am a Fed. So,
Joey, can you open your door up a little bit? Then, I mean. I'm right outside right now, bro.
Oh, hey, Sean. Why don't you come in?
I mean,
evening, officer. What seems to be the problem tonight?
Bang, bang, bang.
No, officer. That's not an autos here.
No. What do you mean? That's a bottle opener.
Well.
No, officer. That's a bottle of water, not a gun.
Bro, that barking is not fully automatic fire. That's my dog.
Okay? Oh my god.
My dog's just very loud. I haven't fed him recently. You know, money problems. He's just very loud now. Just calm down, officer.
Officer, I understand it is a chocolate lab, but do not confuse that for an assault rifle. I understand they're both black. It does get confusing sometimes, so please do not shoot.
Oh god.
Well, I mean, I feel we've covered everything in depth. Joe, you want to close us out today?
Sure.
If you really don't want to, I can do it.
You can do it, Shawnee.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I know at the start of the episode, to all our listeners, I said I wasn't going to talk much, and then I lied, so you got to hear me again. But I'd just like to thank you all for, I was about to say watching, but I just remembered this podcast. I thank you all for listening. Pleasure having our guest on today, Too Savage. Contrary to most people's opinions, he is actually a nice person. Yeah, and I just ripped Duncan up.